Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, how are you doing on this Monday morning? What a weekend. So many scores and results. Some good and some not so good, and not much in between. There is a massive difference between those that are celebrating some big wins and efforts over the weekend and others with, you know, problems. Let me start as we welcome you on 1170 SEN AM in Sydney and those listening in Queensland for the first hour on 693 AM there and wherever you're listening on the app. Max Verstappen, a personal favourite. on fire, poor old Max. Has had this incredible run of completing Grand Prix and then comes to the Australian Grand Prix and he was gone after three laps. Brandy, I know Formula One's not your number one sport, but that's quite a sensation. I mean, that got headlines around the world and the image of the, you know, the fire coming out from near the tyre. Game over for Verstappen.
Yeah, Vossi, I was in at Fox yesterday and there's not many big motor racing fans in at Fox. The cricket boys were in there. They were doing the Shield final, WA in Tasmania, and then we had the rugby league team in there. Corey Parker was in there. Now, Cozza is a big motor racing fan, and so I was chatting to Corey before the race, which started at 3, and I just said, well, Verstappen wins, doesn't he? He's won the previous two. He's won by a mile. He's the quickest bloke out there. Not watching it, of course, but yeah, when I heard Max had crashed... Oh, Shock. Crash.
Now, I'll throw another one. Okay, so if they're the ones, and we're starting with the negative rather than the positive. Super Rugby. Seriously, the Crusaders now are 0-5. This is like, this isn't tall poppy syndrome. This is just, we're aghast. I mean, yeah, it's a sad story. I mean, these are the, you know, the multiple champions. The absolute powerhouse are 0-5. To start the rugby, Super Rugby season. Even the Force and the Waratahs are ahead of them with a win.
Not good. Not good.
That's it. That's
yeah,
the reaction.
That's about all I've got for the Super Rugby. Yeah, bit of a shock, isn't it? Can we go to the good? So that's the not good.
I do want to throw a few other not goods in there. I mean,
go for it.
The Rabbitohs Friday night. Man, wow. 48-6.
Wasn't that a disappointing game?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like great. Roosters were far too good. And did you, like, you know, when you watch a game unfold and you don't know what's going to happen, but you think, well, that's a great start by one team. The other team isn't looking good, you know. And sometimes, you know, that's not the case. You know, sides start well, but we had sides this weekend, Vossie, where sides started so well, but then fell in a hole and the game turned on possession. That didn't happen in the Roosters-Souths game. Roosters started well. Souths, you thought, this doesn't look good. And it didn't look good after 10 minutes. And it just continued not to be good for Souths.
Titans, dreadful, really, on Saturday. Well done, the Bulldogs. But the Titans, Des Hasler would be thinking. So we've seen them twice now in round one against the Dragons and then had the bye and then beaten 32-0. And Tino Fasua-Malawi out for the year. Knee reconstruction, their best player. I mean, that's just horrible for them. And the Dragons, let me quote you a Dragon stat. So, leading 18-4 through 25 minutes, the next 41-minute period of the match, it was 42-0 to the Cowboys. Now, poor old Flano. Now, I just wonder, you know, like, he's a coach. There's no doubt. He's a coach from head to toe. But he was living the life as a commentator. First round, he came out and said, you know, we're not going to get the wooden spoon. And then last week, smashed, really, by the Dolphins. And then to go through that 41-minute period, there's some problems there for the Dragons to address. I mean, that's such a... You know, you tell me, Brandy, do you go to training and talk about the good for the first 20? Or do you... What do you do about the next 40?
Well,
is it the Cowboys that good?
Well, there was... Yeah, the Cowboys were good. And they are a very good attacking side. And possession shifted dramatically. Vossi, if Raymond Faitala, Mariner... holds the grubber kick from Ben Hunt and makes it 24-4. Could have been a completely different story. I think your mindset's completely different as a team chasing if you fall 20 behind. So they missed a couple of chances, the Dragons, really to, you know, take advantage of the ball that they had, the field position. They were playing great footy, but gee, you've got to address what happened after that. And there was a try... late in the game by Chad
Townsend.
Townsend
try. Yeah, wow.
He threw a dummy 10 metres out. No one fell for it. and there was three Dragons forward standing there, and he dragged them all into the in-goal area.
I think your quote this time last week in relation to something was stunk the joint out. Well, that sort of stunk the joint up.
I think that was the final straw for Dragons fans.
Was very disappointing. So there's... And now, do you want to go over to the positives? Let's go to the positives, rugby league.
Are you sure we covered off on all the negatives yet? Like all the bad?
Oh, no. Well, there's negative. I was really let down by Knight Storm last night because I thought that was as good as, you know, on paper, as good as any game for the weekend. Big crowd Sunday night. Newcastle chasing a win. Melbourne 2-0. I was disappointed. I don't think... I mean, it's an amazing situation. I don't think Newcastle were that good.
Newcastle didn't
score a second-half point, and Melbourne Storm were flat as a stale bottle of you-know-what, like the errors from a lot of players. Like a whole bunch of them made errors. It wasn't like two or three. Yeah.
Vossi, I was in at Fox 4, and at halftime I jumped in the car and drove home. So I listened to it on the radio, and then I got home and watched the Storm score a late try through Tyron Wishart and almost steal the game. Which would have been stunning because the Storm, to me, looked like a side that they'd done well without Munster and Asifa Solomona for a couple of weeks, extremely well, with some great wins. But they ran out of steam. Without Jerome Hughes, that was a big out yesterday. Kalen Ponga was just the difference in the first half. When they scored their 14 points, he was brilliant. Not much else worked for Newcastle. They weren't great. Jack Cogger's first touch of the ball in terms of his kick, put one out in the full, first kick as a number seven. Tyson Gamble put one out in the full. There was a lot of kicking out in the full over the weekend. Nicho Hynes twice, yep.
Twice. In the Sharks-Tigers game.
So they hang on Newcastle, but they just didn't matter really how they won. They just had to win at home after losing their opening two.
I'll give a general observation of the weekend, and it's all around sixes and sevens, playmakers. The difference, like one kicking games yesterday by blokes that have been there, done that, Moses, Daly, Cherry Evans, what Aiden Caesar did for the Tigers on Saturday night, just a constant kicking game.
Yep.
That the value right now, and I'm excited by these three players because I think they're going to be around for 10 years or more the way they're playing. Lachlan Galvin at the Tigers, Ethan Strange at the Raiders, Luke Metcalf is getting better and better at the Warriors. Now, they're in the halves, and to me, although they've played limited first grade, for me, they've already graduated. I think they are the real deal. And then I've got this sort of next tier, and it was highlighted, the Telegraph back page last week, how many halfbacks have already been punted this year? You know, you're Sean O'Sullivan. I think Tanner Boyd's under enormous pressure. He had a horror game on Saturday. I see Jonah Pezzett at Melbourne. Like, you know, he's got enough under his belt now, but is he going to be the long term at Melbourne, Jonah Pezzett? You tell me. I mean, Tyron Wishart's always stopgap. He's not going to be your 5'8". He'll be a utility player and a very good one anyway. For all time. But
yeah, he'll fill in anyway. I don't know if Jonah Pezzett
is 5'8". They're hard.
I don't know. Does he signed a deal with Melbourne? Jerome Hughes will be the number one half for the next 3 or 4 years. He signed a long-term deal. So does someone want to pick Jonah Pezzett out and take him off the Storm because they think they can make him into a regular number seven? I'm not sure. Jury's still out, but he has only played 9 games of first grade. Yep. So sample size pretty small. Dean Hawkins, Lockie Ilias.
Yeah, you throw him in, exactly.
Well. Yeah, do they bring Lockie Ilias back straight away, or do they not do that?
Jock Madden stands in for the Broncos. There's this, as I said, if you can nab a good six or seven, and you know, you lock them up for 5-6 years now. You know, like you absolutely go to town with them.
Haven't the Dolphins just locked up Isaiah Katoa long term?
Yeah.
They've just re-signed him and extended him. And I think that's a good move, because I thought, even watching him last week, and I know it was against the Dragons, but I thought he played well. I think it's the sevens his jumper for a long time.
See, the Bulldogs are running around with Drew Hutchison as their halfback, and I note on Fox League, like Warren Smith made the observation in commentary the other day, how many times did Drew Hutchison get tackled on the fifth? Like your number seven taken out of the play before the last tackle. It was, that's weird. And then others, you mentioned Jack Cocker. There's this whole batch of sevens and sixes at the moment that are okay. They're okay, but they're not. You need depth. So valuable. That's why Galvin, Strange, Metcalf. If any of those three came on the market today, I'd be throwing silly money at them, because I'm convinced they are all very, very good. All three of them.
Okay. So with the Tigers and Aiden Caesar. Seems to be the man that will steer them around and will help Lockie Galvin, because he's a genuine seven. So what do you do with Jaden Sullivan? Does he stay on the bench, or do you just find a spot? You find someone else to fill that bench spot.
Well, that's a 4-year commitment, and they've got Jerome Luai coming to the club. It's like, there you go. Question on the text from Robin Blacktown: did Nicho Hynes get 3 Daly M points on the weekend? Well, it's 6 these days, isn't it? No, he didn't. I don't think he would have got any points, so. Nicho. Tigers put outstanding pressure. John Bateman. Now, I think John Bateman's past his best. Like, he's still a very good competitor. Like, you know, fiery. But
he's not the player he was in 2019 for the Raiders.
No. But, boy, he did a job on Nicho Hynes. He terrorised him. Like Viliami Kikau did on Tanner Boyd. There was a fair bit of terrorising opponents and forced into errors. And John Bateman put real pressure on Nicho Hynes. You know, as good as Nicho Hynes is, he was having a little look. That was a good job, Tigers.
Yeah. Did you notice that? And that this was the standout. And I called that game the Bunnies Roosters game, Vossie. The standout thing for me was the time, and I'm talking early, the time that Sam Walker had and Sandon Smith had to kick the ball. The South chase, it was non-existent. They put no pressure. The Roosters halves must have been thinking, what's going on tonight? Like, I'm standing here. I could stand here for another 5 seconds and not get touched by a South player. No urgency in the chase. None. The line did not move.
Get on the open line right now, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170, if you want to join the post-mortem on this Monday morning. If you want to shout from the rooftops, if you're a Bulldogs fan or a Tigers fan and you want to get in celebratory mode this morning, you are more than welcome to do it right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. If you're, as I say, if you're a Dragons fan, if you're a Titans fan, or you're a little concerned, if you're a Rabbitohs fan, unpack what happened to your side over the weekend. Another winner is, and I'm going to do it twofold, Brian Gorgian. and the Jack Jumpers, because the Gorge here a few weeks ago when we were looking at Melbourne and Perth finishing 1-2, he said Jack Jumpers will win the NBL. And Jack Jumpers last night, and we can play the finish, have gone 2-1 up against Melbourne and play at home on Thursday to win the whole shebang. The Jack Jumpers, how good are they?
Doyle kept it in. Here's the Jack Jumpers chance. McVeigh, 2 on the clock.
Oh, no!
Jack McVeigh! Simply incredible! Jack McVeigh with the shot of his life! Tasmania win game 3 and silence Melbourne with the moment of NBL 24!
How emotional are you right now, Scott Roth?
Emotional. All these fans here. Again, before this ball went up in this series, we won. And this proves it right here, just what we've done to the island down there. I love the effort of our guys. We haven't done anything yet. We'll go back to our process and get back after it, and we'll give them our best effort on Thursday.
So good. Jack McVeigh, now that final basket was a three, but a big three-pointer.
Yeah, three-pointer. Yeah, from Hail Mary. Absolute
big
Hail Mary play. Yeah, and Scott Roth, he's an emotional character. He's proven that before. So they are now in the box seat to win the whole shebang. By the way, our state politics segment, so what is it, a minority government in Tasmania? So no to the stadium as it stands right now. No Green to the new stadium.
Okay, that's not good.
Yeah. So, a little bit of drama down there. The
ticket on the back of the stadium didn't work. Mm. Let's build a new stadium? No.
Winners too, AFL, and remember I went the early crow, Giants Swans grand final. They are sitting 1 and 2 on the table after the weekend's results, 3 and 0. Giants and the Swans, so I'm riding that bus all the way through. All the
you
way
got
through.
10 bucks,
Giants
didn't you?
Swans grand final.
Was it 10? Yeah. Hammy Goodman gave us a price last week, something.
The hamster. But we can check that in. I mean you're not getting it today what you could have got last week.
My feel-good story of the weekend, it's a league story, was the Tigers. I was out.
Course
I went out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the story. And I was thinking, I feel so good for the Tigers. I'm happy that the Tigers have won.
Well, that's nice. So there's those with and those without after the weekend. Come on, have your say on the text on the Southern Bank open line, 1300 011 70. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. Pick up the phone and have your say. We are here, of course, for our very good sponsors, who would be a little happy today.
Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, Andrew, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 011 70. Get in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost $10,000. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM. Sunny day across Sydney today. We're heading for 28 in the city, 31 in the west. If you're up in Brisbane, Patton Hills will be along from 6 AM local time. Shower or two up there. Cool day for Queensland, 23 degrees. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.
Andrew on the text says, as a Manly fan, that game, this is as a Manly fan, and they lost. That game yesterday was one of the best I've seen in years. Parramatta slightly better. Manly too many mistakes. Did the Tuis had proud. And I said in commentary, make no apology on Fox League yesterday, Parramatta didn't want it, but I think the game deserved a close finish because I've got to be honest, I finished the game with a headache. That was frantic. Gee, there was a lot. It was such an intense game. And, you know, multiple changes of lead. It was big. It was a big contest. It's had a lot of heavy contact, some, you know, exhilarating moments.
Terrific, it was a great game.
Terrific entertainment.
Great game. Absolutely great game. On my way to work at the Easter show, went to Leichhardt on Saturday night, boys, and haven't seen such a complete game from the Tigers in a long time. That's right. Complete game is a good call on what the Tigers did, because they won everything. They were very good in the middle. They were so poor against the Raiders in a lot of areas, but they turned that around. I know Leichhardt has her critics, but she was pumping and awesome being on the hill. Hope the relevant people can put too much needed funds to scrub her up so the legacy can continue. Tiger Ray from Sussex.
Good stuff.
Good one, Tiger Ray.
Now, can I read Muhammad from Arncliffe's text? But I've got to try and, if I can, Muhammad, I'll try and do it justice the way you've written it in capital letters. Carnatigs, he says in capital letters. Finally, a committed 80-minute performance. Well done, Benji and the boys. Now we go again. Up the Tigers! Ramadan Mubarak to all listeners. Muhammad from Arncliffe throwing it all in there. But Tigers.
Well done, Muhammad. Let's go to the open line. Jace from North Parramatta. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Brandy. Morning, Bossy. Boys, what a great game yesterday between Manly and Para. And my only comment for that was the no try to Kola. I think it was around the 65th minute, and Jake Trbojevic was caught in the defensive line.
Yeah,
and it got pulled back. I know every team trains for that type of situation and how to avoid it, and making sure that people aren't caught in the defensive line. I thought the call was correct. Jake's such a warrior from minute one to 80. He goes 100%. I actually looked back to the Nathan Cleary try in the grand final. When he steps back inside, there is Kenny, the hooker, and also Sorensen, who had been
played
on the
ball.
Line. You see them, they retreat from that situation like, you look at Sorensen especially, he knew. As soon as he saw Cleary's step, he backed off and got away, and there was no worry whatsoever.
Now, I heard you, Brandy. I say the call is correct, Jase. I agree with you, but I also think the call sucks.
Well, because the call does suck.
Luca Moretti is the player involved for Parramatta. He is lazy. He is clocked off. He is getting rewarded for not doing his job 1%. Like, he was coming across. He was walking. He wasn't even running. He is walking to try and close a hole. And he got rewarded. And I don't think... I'd be happy with some subjectivity there. I just don't think that needs to get rewarded, Brandy. And I know you were... Yeah. Different. You said Jake had to be not lazy. Jake had to keep going the extra step.
Well, that's right.
You took the approach.
Or either pull up one step shorter than that. If you are a decoy runner, if you come through, you know the rules. Yeah. You get through the line or you stop before it. I agree. It does suck. And Luca Moretti wasn't going to get there.
He was
being lazy. But as Jase just said, black and white. They look at it at black and white. They don't look at it grey upstairs.
Okay, let's go to Gary of Newtown. I know it's early, but he's got on the Great Southern Bank Open line early. I want to hit Gary at this time of the morning in Queensland. It's 29 past 5.
Okay, he's all yours then.
All right, Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, Andrew. Good morning, Andrew and Greg. Just a couple of things going on the weekend. I'm not quite sure. I think they made a blue with Des at the Titans because there's no points. At least Justin, he had points. They always had points, and I think Justin saved the Roosters' coaching's career going forward, I think, because their attacking game is the game of the future. You've got to spread wide and get people one-on-one. It's long balls and working one-on-one. That's how I read the game, and I think Justin's doing that. And they played that on the weekend, and Bunnies just couldn't compete. Simple as that. I know Bunnies out of form, but their attacking game just mentally destroyed the Bunnies. Can I just quickly talk about the Parramatta game, mainly Parramatta game? I'm very happy with the boys, the Parramatta boys, because they could have easily led at the break and trailing 14-0 after 10 minutes, 12 minutes was a great effort. The in and away by Brooks was very good. His speed was unbelievable and got us, and that mainly got in front at half time. I just want to say on that game, I don't think the ref was up to speed with the players. I think it was the wrong ref for that game.
Peter Goff.
I didn't think he was feeling the game. That's my opinion. Can I just say on closing?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Parramatta's got to look at the Manly's kicking game. That long and low to the corner is very, very good. It gives Manly forward time to get down there.
Gary, thank you for that. I actually thought Mitchell Moses' kicking game was very good, but the main take I got out of that is the us. I still struggle with that, the us and Parramatta, but also spread wide, get one-on-one. That is the future of the game. There's your wisdom for this morning as we go to the news. Great Southern Bank open line. Keep the calls coming. 1300 01 11 70. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. And the sports headlines coming up as well.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Here's some of the sporting headlines. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers are one win away from their first NBL championship. It comes after Jack McVay pulled off one of the greatest shots in NBL history last night, a Hail Mary three-point shot with 2 seconds on the clock to beat Melbourne United in Game 3. They're up 2-1.
We played that audio in the first half hour of the program. We'll do it out of 7 again so you can listen to a terrific sporting moment from the weekend. West Australia have won their third straight Sheffield Shield, beating Tasmania by a whopping 377 runs. The victory sealed by an absolute screamer from Joel Parris in the gully.
In the air. Oh, what a
great catch.
And what a way to win it. Joel Parris with a screamer. And Western Australia, the benchmark of Australian domestic cricket, have their third Shield title in a row. And if you're going to do it like that.
And not too many players even go close to being household names in the WA side. Once they lost Cameron Bancroft, Inglis did play but didn't really contribute with a bat. Blokes like Gannon with a ball took a stack of wickets. Great performance by WA. Tasmania had been set a mammoth 538 to win with 4 sessions remaining at the Wacker after West Australia dominated with a bat in both innings.
Vossi, GWS and the Swans are first and second respectively on the AFL ladder after their wins over the weekend. Last night, the Giants smashed West Coast 108-43. Are they still stinking it up like they have the last few years? Are they, West Coast? While the Swans beat Essendon 131-101 at the SCG on Saturday night.
Seven teams in the AFL without a victory. Brisbane, Adelaide, Richmond, Collingwood, North Melbourne, Hawthorn, West Coast. Seven teams without a win. A pitcher in Vader at Friday night's clash between Adelaide and Geelong has been charged and will face court in June. There have been calls by some, including our own Jared Waitley, for the AFL to ban the invader for life. Here's how it played out on Friday night at Adelaide Oval.
Ollie Henry comes through, can't mark. There's a whistle. And there's an idiot on the ground.
Oh, yep. Wow. Engaged
right
with the players.
In the middle of the play. Yep.
So grabbing hold of Crouch.
That's just madness. Now the players.
Benny Keys,
the players are targeting
over
him because the security blokes couldn't hold him. And the players took it into their own hands.
Benny Keys has done an Andrew Simons and said, I've had enough of this. And now there's four security guards piled on top of him.
That's pretty alarming.
It really is.
An intruder could get to the players in live action and grab hold of one of them. Makes me wonder if the security staff just enjoy watching the footy here rather than... I can't think of a moment like that in footy in many a year where an intruder has got into the play and at the players.
Yep, security just enjoying the game.
That's it, just enjoy that. I think taser. I really do. I have no dramas with pitch invader being taken out the back and tasered hangover salt in the face.
Ferrari's Carlos Sainz
that at all.
Carlos Sainz has won the Australian Grand Prix after Max Verstappen and retired after five laps with his rear brakes catching fire. The Spaniard only had his appendix removed 16 days ago. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah,
Carlos
Sainz.
Appendicitis.
Sainz. Yeah.
16. Picking up his first win since last year's Singapore Grand Prix. Well, no one's won, have they, apart from Max?
Piastri got fourth. Piastri fourth, which was something. And Lady of Camelot won the Golden Slipper on Saturday, giving Gay Waterhouse a record eighth win in the great race.
Storm Boy's got the run on the inside. Coleman wide out with Lady of Camelot. It's Coleman, Lady of Camelot. Coleman ahead in front to Lady of Camelot. Coleman, Lady of Camelot. The Lady dives and Lady of Camelot got up. Lady of Camelot, a spectacular win in the Golden Slipper. Beat Coleman and third Storm Boy in front of Traffic Warden.
Brilliant call there. Great race, excitement. Can we just finish on a somber note? Race callers in Australia, Brandy, you agree, everyone tuned in right now would agree, we're incredibly talented.
Yep.
We've lost a good one over the weekend. John Russell passed away. Caller of many and a favourite of many, particularly in Victoria. So John Russell passing away, our thoughts with family and friends there. One of the great Australian callers, a tradition being carried on by people like Matt Hill and co. These days we have... It really is a super talent. As a commentator, sports commentator, I am in awe of our race callers and have been for a long time, Brandy.
Yeah,
long
they're time. Brilliant. Thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line number is 1300 01 1170. Lines are available. Jump on for your chance to be our Club Med Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Now, this is good. You can win weekly prizes and a major prize of an NRL Grand Final experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong. That's Ream. All you have to do is visit nrltipping.sen.com.au. Plenty of you having your say on the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. Edgewater Homes mortgage fund up to $1,500 a month off your home loan, which is great. T's and C's apply.
Lots of reaction to Gary, as there always is. Very measured from Gary. Still confused who he supports, though. He says, we for Canterbury, Souths and Para. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was a bit amused by, the us. It takes hard to get used to. But this one, morning, Brandrew. That's new. I have to agree with Gary on the referee in the Manly Para game. He was far too influenced by the whinging eels and their whinging fans. Should never have been appointed for a game of that size. There you go. Bit of golf coffee.
You know what? I tend to agree too. I agree with that. I thought he just lost his way a bit, the ref. 6-1 penalty count in the second half against the Seagulls. Congratulations to the Tigers on their first win of the season. What struck me was a shot of the team singing their victory song after the game, reading the words from song sheets being circulated in the sheds. I suppose it's been a while. Well, it's a new song, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there is a story behind it. Chris Hyington, who's part of the coaching staff, they decided, you know, new year, new song, might change things. Combine of the Magpies team song and the old Tigers team song, sort of, you know, weld the two together. And they did apparently did practice at pre-season at a camp, I think it was down in Queenstown. So it wasn't as if they were just thrown this, sing this, see what happens. They were aware of it, but the boys hadn't learnt it.
No,
are they obliged to learn the song? Well, you tell me. Should you know the song? Because it didn't have much tune to it, I must say. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic, but didn't have much melody to the song. It's just like they were shouting.
I didn't hear it.
It's pretty much all it was.
Yeah, I saw it, but didn't hear it. I saw them singing, but couldn't hear them.
We will get the audio. We'll play it, right. The Tigers team song, and see if you can sort of go along with it. But Benji was in the thick of it, and they were ripping in. Morning, VB. Yes. Heard Gary from Newtown, then lost service for a minute, resumed listening to hear Vossie say, I'll taser him. No, the two are not related. I've never thought that. I've never wished to taser.
Who are you going to taser?
Oh, the pitch invader.
Oh, the pitch
I've got no troubles tasering pitch invaders at all. None. No. Clear conscience, take them down in the face. No dramas. Yeah.
Shout out to WA Cricket. Three-peat the Shield, three-peat the One Day Cup, and two out of the last three Big Bash winners. 8 of 9. That's pretty good. Adam Voges has to be the next Aussie coach. That is very good, isn't it? Did you realise that was three-peat Shield, three-peat One Day Cup? Two out of the last three Big Bashes.
As I said, the players they have, the young Blake Connolly, who did so well in the Big Bash, I mean, he's now excelled in the Sheffield Shield final. He's got to be happy. This one, we're talking playmakers. It's almost like playmaker power rankings this morning. We've given A-pluses to Galvin, to Metcalf, to Strange. We're questioning Jonah Pezzett. There's you know, players like Cole Flanagan, Drew Hutchison playing in the halves, Sean O'Sullivan. Jackson Hastings has been dropped for the weekend just gone by. This one, morning, boys. Brandy, you were sure Burton was a centre, not a 5'8". What have you thought of his last two games? Look to be playing or growing into that position. An observation of Burton through three rounds, Brandy.
Yeah, look, Matty Burton's done pretty good. And they didn't have a bad player on the weekend in their big win over the Titans. So, you know, Burto, he's a great centre. Yet to prove that he's a great 5'8". So there is time, but and really they probably don't have another option. Burton is their option for 5'8", which will see him stay there, I assume.
Morning, fellas. This is from Michael. Lovely text message. Morning, fellas. I've been taking my grandson, Zach, to the Tigers game since he was a toddler. He's now 9. We're on the hill at Leichhardt on Saturday night. Fair to say he absolutely loved the experience, jumping around, cheering the scoreboard each time the score increased, and then asking me on the way home if I think this could be, quote, our year, unquote.
Ooh.
Little Zach.
Like it.
Well, it's been a lead
like
drop.
It.
Finals football. Tigers have September off every year for the past decade or more.
Yep.
So, Zach, live with hope in your hearts. It was a great win. Enjoy it. In fact, can you give Zach Monday off from school? Brandy, do you have the powers to give him a day off?
No, probably not. No. No, that's up
to the school, son.
Trevor from Rouse Hill is on the Great Southern Bank open line, Andrew. G'day, Trev.
G'day, guys. What is it, Brandy, that... Mm-hmm. A team blows a 14-point lead yesterday, and you say, oh, the referee lost his way. Why don't you put it down to that Manly lost their way? Go look at their completion rates by the end of the second half. Go look at their missed tackles. Go look at Luke Brooks coming out on the full.
Yep, 12 of 17.
Suddenly
not good.
It's the referee's fault.
No, we've had a couple of calls about the referee, and I don't know if they were both Manly supporters, but I don't know if he had a great game, but I'm not saying that's the difference between them winning or losing. Mm. I just think he made a couple of dodge decisions.
One of them
was Cherry Evans knocking on.
Oh yes,
Cherry Evans knocked
yes,
on.
Yes.
He knocked on. He missed that.
Yeah, he can find a penalty, but it's not like over the top. I'm a little with you, Trev. I'm a little with you on that one. But my observation of that game yesterday, what changed the flow of the game was Parramatta's offloading. Like, they went off late crazy there for a while. They went... I looked at the stats. See, Trev, when we call a game, we've got an iPad open with all the stats, running stats as they go. And I'm looking down, and the offloads were 4-1 Manly, early. 10, 12 minutes later, they were 13-4. Like, it was just like Parramatta then suddenly could not be locked up. Second phase, third phase ball. That was the big turning point, and Parramatta got back into the game. They're a dangerous side, Parramatta, when they offload. Trevor, thank you for your call. Others can have your say on the Great Southern Bank Open Line, 1300 01 1170. Every caller in the running, of course, for our Club Med Caller of the Week. Last week's Caller of the Week was Darren of Ingleburn, South fan, who wouldn't have been feeling any better on Friday night. Poor old Darren. At least he had one good moment. Yeah, sorry. Hey, Michael, steady on. At least Darren had one good moment. He's our Club Med Caller of the Week because his week finished absolutely in awful style, being thrashed by the Roosters.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all. This one, good morning. Great to see some form of our Blues fullbacks. Dylan Edwards, Teddy, Turbo, Pappy, all on fire, said the Magpie Swanee.
We are here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. We'll have our walk down memory lane in just a moment. Whose birthday is it? Who's Neville Nobody's birthday is it? On Sydney's Home of Sport, SEN, 11:70 AM.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He's
scored! On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on this day.
It is Monday, the 25th of March, and on this day in 1954, the first colour TV is manufactured. But I can top that. I don't know how these two are linked. In 2005, Jennifer Aniston files for divorce from Brad Pitt. Brandy, any excitement that those two put together to kick off March 25? Brandy's fallen off the perch. In 2012, Tiger Woods scored his first PGA Tour victory since his sex scandal first erupted in 2009. It was at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando.
That's a huge wow right there. It was a spring in his step. The first win on the PGA Tour in 924 days. There's been 108 official tournaments. There have been 72 different winners on the PGA Tour since Tiger Woods' last PGA Tour win.
Now, this one, I wondered whether Graham Annesley would comment on it. In 2019, I don't remember this, a British Airways flight from London mistakenly flies to Scotland instead of Germany. It was meant to land in Edinburgh it was meant to land in Dusseldorf and landed in Edinburgh. Quite incredible.
Happy birthday
to Vince Sorrenti. He is 63 today.
We do have the Grand Prix here in Melbourne. That's nice. I come down every year for the Grand Prix. Love the Grand Prix. Me and my cousins always come down. They all work in the pit crews down here. And let me tell you, no one can get four wheels off a car faster than those blokes, ladies and gentlemen. Punch bowl. Well, you haven't got neighbours, you've got witnesses.
Good stuff. And a Parramatta fan, he'd be happy today. Happy birthday to Gladys Berejiklian. Here we go. We were promised this is the sort of areas we do go. It's not Gladys Berejiklian's birthday. It's former boyfriend Daryl Maguire. He's 65 today. Anyone celebrating that? I don't think so. Apart from Daryl. And it's Elton John's birthday. Yes, Elton John, 77 today. Happy birthday, Elton John, everyone. If you're listening on SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, goodbye. Pat and Heels are up next. For everyone else, plenty more to come, including Clump. Plenty more to Clump, ladies and gentlemen. Including Michael Carrianis with all the Rugby League headlines. We're going to play some pretty dramatic audio out of the weekend out of seven. The basketball, Jack Jumpers, Hail Mary to win. And also from the Formula One Grand Prix, George Russell, the Englishman. A frantic, scary moment. That's all coming up on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.